When you see on a menu roasted garlic, potatoes crisped in duck fat, or that overused term confit, you gotta know that this is all because of one woman, a groundbreaker, the leader of the pack of the food writer as scholar. Now, I am talking about Paula Wolford. Nobody I know digs into how a dish sings and speaks of its place of origin the way Paula does. Well, back in 1983, Paula came out with the book that started this collection of trends. I mean, this is the stuff that we now think of as normal restaurant eating. The book was called The Cooking of Southwest France, and in it she brought us food that we had never heard of. Well, after 20 years, Paul has completely updated the classic. There is a new book called The Cooking of Southwest France, Recipes from France's Magnificent Rustic Cuisine. Hey, Paula, good to have you back.
Oh, it's so great to hear your voice, Lynn. Thank you.
Well, tell me, what was it like? I mean, I know these books are like babies, and what was it like sort of looking again? I mean, you were rebirthing the child. What was that like for you?
Well, at first, I thought I was just going to do the late, you know, in other words, some of the chefs that I had worked with and some of the cooks that I knew had retired or passed away. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was just going to update it. And then all of a sudden, I looked around and I said, my God, I wrote this book before there was verjus in this country, before there was moutarde violette, before there was foie gras, before there was all the different ingredients that make Southwest food alive. What was I doing before? And so I realized I had to update the book. And in doing so, I made some of the recipes a lot easier because I didn't have to squeeze out the flavor. The flavor just came in a bottle, like truffle oil.
But I think we need a little geography, though, for most of us. What area are we actually talking about?
The corridor between Toulouse and Bordeaux, if you wanted to do a straight line across, and then everything above it and below it that would make one quarter of France. I extended the Southwest to accommodate getting more Atlantic seafood into my book. I mean, otherwise the book was just a little too much duck fat to the 10th degree.
Yeah, this is the land of duck fat. So essentially it's the part that borders Spain and
yes.
part of the, and it's west of the Rhone River, right?
Right, exactly. And I don't touch the Rhone, but I do ooze up a little bit into the Auvergne because wherever there is confit and duck fat, there's the Southwest.
But give us an example, though, a sense of the food of this part of the world.
Well, I mean, there's wonderful chicken cooked with garlic pearls. In other words, the garlic cooked in its own little skins and then served with a sauterne wine sauce. But we can use our California sweet wine. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful, wonderful recipe. And there's a wonderful, do you have ramps up around where you are?
We get them in the spring, yeah. Yeah, they're wild leeks, and they're strong, and they're delicious, and I'm seeing
right.
them more and more around the country.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, when I went back to Southwest France, I discovered they have ramps in Southwest France. They call them poireaux de vigne, the leeks of the vineyards, wild leeks. And they make a wild leek and mushroom tart that is so divine. And I've tried it with American ramps, and it's fabulous. So there's a lot of things that I discovered going a second time round.
And this is also, this is the land of cassoulet, because I remember when you were putting this book together and you did all these articles in magazines and you did a treatise on cassoulet.
It's
that
in the
had,
book.
Yeah, that was, I remember reading it and saying, my life has now changed. But the thing I think of most as being part of Southwest France is this idea of the confit. And do you think you could kind of briefly walk us through what a confit is and how to make it?
Okay, the word preserve, that's where the word confit comes from. That means you're putting up something. And most confit in France is either made with duck or pork, or even pork rind, mm-hmm. and goose as well, but not we don't use that so much here in the States. And the duck or the goose or the pork are seasoned with salt and herbs overnight. And then that draws out the excess moisture in the meat, which would harm it in the preserving stage, which will be later on. It's then cooked in its own fat or a mixture of pork and duck fat or a mixture mm-hmm. of pork and goose fat and duck fat, not chicken fat. and even a little oil if you don't have enough fat. And you cook it very, very slowly until you can actually see the skin move away from the bone. You then let it cool down, and then you pack it. Now,
so you're packing it in its own fat. So it's completely covered in the fat.
Yes. Now, one, when you go to a restaurant, you're usually getting 1, 2, or 3-day-old confit because they don't have the room to store it. But if you were to make it at home, you should really think about making it now for Christmas. I'm not kidding. It'll be so delicious because it gets a husky, ripened flavor. You know, Alice Waters, the famous Alice Waters, was over my house, and we had a confit tasting about 6 months ago because I wanted to try out different ideas with her. Mm-hmm. And one of the confits was one that was about 2 days old, and everybody was raving about it because I had cooked it in a plastic satchel, you know, the sous vide method, right, which is what all the chefs are doing today. And one of the people there, I'm not going to say her name, she says, oh, this is fabulous. It's so moist. It's so gooey. I love it. And Alice said something, which is so typically Alice. It has no chi.
Energy. As in Chinese energy, flow.
Then she turned to this person. She said, taste Paula's 5-month-old duck confit. Well, side by side, it was a revelation. I had never really done that before. Nothing wrong with the 2-day confit. It was still delicious. And when I make it for cassoulet, because you're going to have to then cook the confit a second time in the beans for hours and hours, actually, you might as well make the 2-day confit. What's the point? I mean,
you know. But if you're serving it on its own.
If you're serving it on its own, God, you want it to have a little bit of age. I mean, we're at a certain age. We know how good we are.
On that note, Paula, many thanks.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, darling. Paula Wolford is the author of the newly updated The Cooking of Southwest France. Now, you have got to try Paula's recipe for chicken breasts in garlic wine. It's simple, and there's a concoction that you make, garlic and herbs in wine. I'm stashing that one away to use on other dishes. So check out the recipe. It's on the website, splendidtable.org.